There was a detention hearing, and Mr. Wawiwu was ordered detained pending trial by the U.S. magistrate judge.
So there was no bail offer for him?
Right. He has not been released. He's been detained pursuant to the terms of the Bail Reform Act, and the judge found that he was a risk of flight. And so she ordered him detained pending his trial.
I was a little bit confused about exactly what the charges against Mr. Wawiwu was. When I spoke with Mr. Basso, he indicated that this case was basically an immigration case.
It is an immigration case. He is correct in that. It is an immigration case. But the immigration case is based on, at least the grand jury has found, it's based on misrepresentations and non-disclosures made under oath by Mr. Wawiwu in relationship to his background. For instance, one of the questions or one of the requirements was that he name all of the organizations that he's been in, political organizations and otherwise, and he did not report that he was a member of the National Patriotic Front of Liberia. Another question was whether he had ever advocated either directly or indirectly the overthrow of a government by force or violence. To this, the grand jury at least found, on balance of probabilities, that he was not truthful on because he checked no in relationship to that. Another question was whether he had either directly or indirectly persecuted any group for a number of reasons, including political opinion and a sort of social affiliation. And he said no to that. Now, of course, he was the grand jury has determined that he was the Minister of Defense for the National Patriotic Front of Liberia. There was a question with regard to persecution of groups that supported President Doe when, in fact, the Doe regime was in power in Liberia.
Again, when I spoke with Mr. Basso, Mr. Wawiwu's immigration lawyer, he used the term misconception. That is to say that you were not charging Mr. Wawiwu as a war criminal. He described it as a misconception.
He is correct in that he is not charged with war crimes. He's charged with immigration violations that are based on his membership in a group that participated in the Civil War, and he's charged with not being honest about his activities during the first Liberian Civil War.
Is there going to be a trial, first of all?
I don't know. That's up to the defendant. So, as to whether he elects to go to trial, whether he elects to have the case resolved some other way.
So this can eventually lead to war crimes charges?
It will not necessarily lead to war crime charges. But if, in fact, you are charged with not being honest about whether you persecuted either directly or indirectly individuals because of their political opinion, then it will lend itself to having evidence that is presented that shows that there was persecution. So in that sense, that could go to things that some people in other contexts may consider war crimes.